James, what an afternoon that was. Just talk us through those two goals.
Well, as soon as the first one came, went out on my feet, then I knew I'd just strike it, and I got it on target, and it was a good goal, and you know, that got us in the lead. It was a great team performance. Then it came to 1-1, you know, came at half time. Then that free kick came on the edge of the box, and I knew it was one place I was going to put it, and it went in, so I'm really happy.
When the ball's leaving your boot with both shots, do you have a feeling this is going to go in as soon as it does?
More the second one, I knew that was more going to go in, but the first one, it went past a few bodies, so I didn't know if it was going to take a deflection, but as soon as it went past the couple of players, and I knew it was going to go in.
I'm not sure all the goals you've scored in your career, how these rank, but I'm guessing they're quite near the top.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite goal of all of them, my first goal, then the second one just to get us in the lead and to be the winning goal, it puts it up there, yeah.
And it just sort of encapsulated what was a really good, strong performance by the team once again. Yeah. I mean, that goal at the start set the tone and you were on top of Bristol City. I don't think they got out their own half for the first 7 or 8 minutes.
As soon as we get that lead, we're a really strong team. We're a really hard team to break down, and we just take it as it comes, the games, and we're a really strong team.
How much are you enjoying this loan spell? Because you've had a few loan spells in your career. It's not that long ago you were down the road at Sheffield Wednesday, yeah, and we saw you playing there. I mean, as loans go, this has been very successful for you so far.
Yeah, this is my best loan I've been on. It's been consecutive. I've played a lot more games than the rest, and it's a great group of lads, and the managers put a lot of faith in us, and I'm just filling up with confidence more and more, and my performances are showing for it, so no, I'm really happy to be here.
Is it quite an easy dressing room to come into? Because, you know, we speak to the players, there's quite a lot of characters in there, but also a lot of some mentally strong dressing room, isn't it, as well? Is that quite
definitely
an easy group to sort of adapt to?
Yeah, they're very welcoming. As soon as you come, they welcome you straight away and they make you feel part of the team. And that's obviously great as a lone player coming in or a new player coming in. Like Nicky Adams came in and we all made him feel welcome, and he's just fitted in, and his performances lately have been really good. And so, no, it's a great team to come into.
The playoffs are pretty much secure now. I think one win will officially put Rotherham in the playoffs, but you've got to be looking upwards, haven't you? You're 5 points off Brentford now. There's a real chance that it's going to be tough, but if you keep clawing those points back, you'll have an opportunity there.
Yeah, definitely. We've just got to win every game we can, and hopefully the teams above us are going to lose games, draw games, which they have done today, and we're just going to concentrate on our performances as they come. Concentrate on next Saturday, and we hopefully can get a win and just see if they mess up front up above us.
How tough is it to just keep going? You mean you put in a terrific display against Peterborough, then you follow it up with an even better one against Brentford. Perhaps there was a feeling that this game, it might just be one too many in a big week for this football club, but you've managed to keep those levels at a high standard.
Yeah, like Reigns and the gaffer, you know, they really put us down to ground, and you know, we prepare the game like every other game, and we don't fill ourselves with too much confidence because we don't want to be coming into the game overconfident, because that can affect a team really much. But as soon as we're the opponents, we know they're good quality opponents, and we just take it our game to them. And obviously the games that came up, they're not being able to handle us.
Is this a good club to play for? It seems to be really moving in the right direction. The promotion last year, well positioned this year, new stadium, just a lot of positivity around the place. What is it like to play for Rotherham?
Oh, it's great. You know, as soon as I came, as soon as I seen the stadium, the fans, the team, the gaffer, it's been like a really great experience for me. And Rotherham's been a great place and to play football. And no, it's definitely going upwards, yeah.
Does this really help your career, this loan spell, as well?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, I wanted to get out and play games, and this is what I'm doing. And obviously, performance, showing what I can do. And yeah, this is a really good one, yeah.
Steve Evans talks very highly of you all the time. I mean, has he had a little word in your ear saying, you know, next season, let's have you back here? Has he mentioned that at all?
Well, I've just got to concentrate on every game as they come, and I've still got a year left at Newcastle, so I'll have to see what happens at the end of the year. But no, I'm really enjoying it, and Steve's given us a really positive... He's given us put a lot of faith in this, which has given us a lot of confidence.
And just to finish, tell us about the celebration when it was Haris Vukic, you were down there, your Newcastle teammate as well. What was that all about?
Well, first of all, I was parked up, and my missus says, "Oh, score two goals for us today." And so I managed to do that. And yeah, me and Haris have been playing FIFA lately, and that's been my celebration on FIFA when I've been scoring goals. So every time he did it, when he scored, against Brentford, so we had to repeat it and go down to the touchline and do a celebration. Yeah.
So your missus is a bit of a psychic as well, is she?
Yeah, she's a bit of a psychic, to be fair. Yeah, she does put on and say, you're going to score today. But yeah, she said, get two for us, and I provided it. Yeah, so she's definitely happy.